Mark, chapter 2. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was told that he was in the house. And immediately many were gathered together, so much that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one, a paralytic, who was borne of four. And when they could not come near unto him for the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the paralytic, Son, your sins be forgiven you. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned among themselves, he said unto them, Why reason you these things in your hearts? Which is it easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Arise, and take up your bed, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say unto you, Arise, and take up your bed, and go your way into your house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, so that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it in this fashion. And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude came unto him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax office, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, that, as Jesus sat to eat in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with tax collectors and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast, and they came and said unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the friends of the bridegroom fast, while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come, when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. No man also sews a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up tears away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no man puts new wine into old wineskins, else the new wine does burst the wineskins, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined, but new wine must be put into new wineskins. And it came to pass, that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began, as they went, to pluck the ears of grain. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, Have you never read what David did, when he had need, and was hungry, he, and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and gave also to them who were with him? And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for men, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath.